Mark Connolly and Rick Ray are registered representatives and financial advisors with Park Avenue Securities, a registered broker deal and investment advisor. The information you will hear on this show is for information purposes only, and individual situations vary. The information should be relied upon only when coordinated with individual professional advice.
Do you want to be more successful in business? Do you know what it takes to get there? Then what should you do with that success and the wealth you're accumulating? So many business people are great at operation but have no exit strategy. If you want a strategy that can deal with the financial forces trying to destroy your wealth, keep listening. Lone Star Money Resource with Mark Connolly, Dale Pieper, and Rick Ray of Wealth Design Group starts now.
And you're listening to Lone Star Money Resource. This is Dale Pieper. I got Mark Connolly here with me.
Howdy, howdy, howdy.
And we are bringing it to you live on this Thursday afternoon in Houston, Texas. What do we got going on? We got last week of rodeo.
March Madness.
Probably, I know my bracket's destroyed. I don't know about everybody else is out
I
there.
I actually didn't do a bracket this year because I saw destruction. That's what I had my crystal ball and I was looking at the games and I just saw destruction and explosions. And so I just didn't do a bracket.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when you try to pick stocks, you know.
There you go. That's a good analogy for sure. So I think Baylor's left in it. So I guess I'll go for the Texas team. I don't know if Mark's going to root for them being an Aggie, but.
Probably not. No. Ready for them NBA playoffs to start.
But we appreciate everybody tuning in to Lone Star Money Resource today. Obviously, we focus on business protection and personal wealth management. We've been doing this for over 20 years working with business owners. We've got over $800 million under management. We continue to do what's in the best interest of our clients, not the financial industry. And we're actually happy to have a special guest with us today. We got Jason Howard from Cypress, Texas, the owner of Jackson's Bistro and Bar. So we are definitely happy to have you with us today.
Thanks for having us. I'm really excited to be here. First time on the radio. So
hey, we're glad to have you. We're gonna have a little bit of fun with it. You know, we heard that you were from a Culture Map top 10 new places in Houston. So that's pretty cool. So why don't you tell us just a little bit about your bistro and bar.
Yeah, so Jackson's Bistro and Bar, first and foremost, is all about the experience that we try to deliver to the guests. So we like to call ourselves casual fine dining, which obviously represent two opposite ends of the spectrum, but we feel like we do a pretty good job of marrying the two and kind of walking that line. Fine dining side, I would say, you know, the atmosphere is gorgeous. We're beautiful restaurant, really elegant, really nice setting. As far as the food, we bring in the best food that you can find. We just switched over to all USDA prime meats, fresh seafood. I mean, we cut everything in-house, all of our fish. And, of course, the service. We try to deliver the best service that you can find anywhere.
Absolutely. That's awesome. Now, so tell me just a little bit about, like, where is Jackson's?
Jackson's is out in Cypress. It's in the boardwalk at Town Lake.
Okay.
Which is a brand new mixed use development, right on the water. It's gorgeous. It's a really gorgeous property. We've got a beautiful lakefront property that, you know, outlooks the lake and also hugs the green space where there's a little green area where kids can run around and hang out. So
that's the combination of casual and
there you go.
Fine dining, right?
There you go.
Just roll up in your boat, get out the boat.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. You know, and on the casual side, we do. Same thing. I would say the atmosphere is also as elegant as it is casual. You know, we keep it comfortable. It's warm and inviting. We don't do tablecloths, not to intimidate anybody. People kind of get stuck on tablecloths and are scared to get, you know, food on the dirty napkin, and so to speak. And we've got casual options for food also. So we've got, you know, we do. I think we have some of the best pizzas in town. We do a burger that was in Houstonia Magazine. Will knock your socks off. So whether it's a lazy Tuesday and you don't feel like cooking and you just want to come in for a quick casual dinner, or it's date night, it's the weekend and you want to come out and have a really nice bottle of wine and a really nice steak or what have you, I think, we really do a good job of, you know, the balancing act.
Awesome. And we'll definitely want to talk more about Jackson's Bistro and Bar and all the wonderful things that you have going on there. And
sure.
And actually, this is all making me hungry right now.
Yeah. Coming up on lunchtime, so.
So One of the things that we always like to talk about with our successful business owners here in the Houston area is we just want to get to know you.
Sure.
You know, we want to know who Jason is, and so why don't you tell me just a little bit about your family and start there.
Yeah. So I was born and raised here in Houston. Moved out to Cyprus in eighth grade, and was raised by two incredible parents, Jimmy and Veronique, who are hopefully listening right now. and found the love of my life, my wife Sarah, who I met my sophomore year in high school, and we've been together ever since. And
all right, high school sweethearts.
Yeah, high school sweethearts.
I love it.
So, and now we are parents of two incredible children. Jaxton, who the restaurant is obviously named after, and Aurelie, who is our baby girl, and we are expecting a third one any day now. Hopefully not during the time of this radio interview, but
if you have to go, we've got some backup material.
We do.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Totally understand that for sure.
Yeah. Cool.
But yeah, so that's kind of the family in a nutshell, and I've got two awesome. I've got a younger sister, a younger brother. And you know, consider myself a family man. So, I mean, it's all about, you know, we do this for them, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, you've got to have your why behind everything that you do.
Which is why I put that name on the building, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. To really kind of remind you the why every day. When we want
especially,
to. How are the other two kids going to feel about that?
Well, the next two restaurants are on the way.
There you go. I like it. We'll definitely have to hear about that as well. But yeah, you know, sometimes I guess that's good because your business is crazy and you're working the hours and you got things going here, you got happy customers here, you got someone complaining about something here,
yeah.
and you can always look to the name of the restaurant.
That's
and
right.
Be like, all right, I got this.
That's right. That's exactly right. Yep.
I like it. Well, so tell us about the restaurant business and just what is that like? And then, you know, and let's get into how do you balance running that business along with your personal life?
Sure. Well, I mean, I think most people know that the restaurant business is extremely time intensive, right? So I'm there all the time. There's really not a cap to the hours, whether it's 70, 80, 90 hours a week, I'm always there. So from that standpoint, especially in the beginning in a startup like this, there's so many little things and so many, you know, knobs to turn and things to adjust and, you know, issues to catch. And so you really have to be there to see all that's going on and to make sure all these issues are being addressed. So I think we all strive to achieve balance in our lives, whether it be with work or family or friends or, you know, just personal me time. It's really hard, but I think what you have to do is you kind of just have to make it as much of a priority as work is, right? So, for example, I take Sundays off. I wasn't able to do that for the first, I think it was 6 months before I took my first day off. But
I imagine Sunday's a big day.
It is a big day.
Yeah.
But, you know, the way I grew up, Sunday is family day. So as soon as I got comfortable with how the restaurant was running on Sundays, I put my foot down and I said, I'm not coming out on Sundays. Because you'll always find an excuse to why you need to work. I mean, there's always going to be something. So I think if you make a clear and conscious decision and effort to separate and make sure you don't cross that boundary when it comes time to family time or personal time, I think that's just a mindset that you have to have going into it so that, you know, you do end up spending. Because like I said earlier, at the end of the day, I do this for them, right? So what good is it for me to do this for them if I don't see them, I don't know them, I'm not with them? So as long as you really make it a clear and concerted effort, I think that's the start of the balance, I guess.
Yeah. How did any background in the restaurant business as far as the family goes, or kind of how did you end up in the restaurant business?
So it's a funny story, actually. Nobody in my family has any restaurant background. The way it started, I was paying my way through school. I was going to U of H, and I can't remember if I just lost a job or quit a job. Anyway, I was in the hunt for a job.
Can't remember if I was fired or not.
Yeah. It's 'cause mom and dad are listening. We're not going to say.
But my mom, actually, she found an article in the newspaper that Tony's was looking for a host. And so, you know, me being a millennial, I had no idea what Tony's was. And she told me, you need to go apply. You need to go work at Tony's. I'm like, what am I going to go do in a restaurant? And she was like, you need to go. This is Tony's. It's very important. And at the time, she was on the board of the chamber, the French-American Chamber of Commerce. And a great friend of ours, Jean-François, was also on the board. And he was great friends with the chef, Olivier, back at the time.
Okay.
So Jean-François put in a word with me, with Tony Vallone. And I called, I think it was a Thursday night, and it was a busy Thursday, and I called, and I said, hi, this is Olivier's friend. I understand, you know, you guys are happy to have me in for an interview. And he says, are you dressed? And I was like, I can be. He was like, okay, well, get dressed and come on in. I'm like, okay, it's like 7 o'clock on a Thursday. So I show up and I introduce myself, and he introduces me to his, at the time, general manager, Scott Solma. And he says, well, you know, if Scott likes you, then we might have something for you. And did the interview. He hired me on the spot. I started the next day and I was just blown away. I had always known that I was going to be in business somehow. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I guess I should have said this earlier, but I'm French. And obviously a lot of human history's culinary background comes from France. And so we've got a really strong food culture. And I just fell in love with the business of food. And,
right.
And the business of bringing that kind of experience to people. And I was hooked from that point on. And I had even, you know, at the time I was majoring in supply chain at Bauer at U of H. And I was thinking of switching over to the Hilton School of Hotel and Restaurant Management. And Tony Vallone at the time was teaching a class there. And when I was thinking about switching, I was like, you know what? This man is here teaching. If I take these classes, I'm going to be learning exactly what I'm already learning or I'm going to be learning under him. So at that time, I made the decision to stop school and focus 100% on learning from him. And Scott Solma, who I mentioned, was a huge mentor of mine. And I just soaked in as much as I could and learned and worked my way through the ranks. And 10 years later, here I am.
Wow, that's powerful. That's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, and so how long have you actually had Jaxton's open?
Like, we've been open almost 10 months.
And is this your first solo? Do you have any other business partners or any
family? Okay. All family.
All
yep.
family.
First,
gotcha.
Yeah, but it is first solo venture. Yeah.
Okay. And where are the other places that you were beforehand?
Just that's it. Tony's my
Tony's
first and only.
Okay.
Yeah.
How did the move go?
Well, it was tough.
Sure.
You know, because I would say, you know, Tony Vallone, his wife Donna Vallone, Scott Solman. I mean, they became family to me. You know, I was with them more than family. So. You know, I look at them like, you know, Scott Solman, like an older brother, Tony Vallone, like another father figure. And so it was almost like leaving the house to go to college. And as much as you're ready to go off and do your own thing, you're going to miss mom and dad kind of thing, you know?
Absolutely.
But I was completely prepared. I mean, there's no better place and no better person or people to learn from. So as far as, I mean, you can never know anything going into anything, right? But I feel like I was prepared as I could have been going into the solo venture. So as far as opening the restaurant, I mean, of course, you learn and you take your bumps and your bruises, but that part was a pretty natural and smooth transition.
That's awesome. We are here with Jason Howard, the owner of Jaxton's Bistro and Bar, which is in Cyprus. And so we're going to learn a lot more about your restaurant and the cool things that you have going on there and your story about getting into the business. And we're also going to pick your brain a little bit because
sure.
We know there's a lot of listeners out there that may be interested in starting their own business, whether it's a restaurant or something else. And
yeah.
We're going to want to hear from you and learn. So
sounds good.
As you have been taught, we would like for you to do some teaching as well.
I love it.
So we'll definitely get into that in the next segment. Do want to bring up the fact that our next live coaching event for Wealth Design Group is going to be on April 27th. Well, I technically...
Actually, it's tonight.
It is tonight, but we're booked for tonight. Where we're actually going to be talking about engineering portfolios, what the difference is between active management and passive management and dynamic portfolios and where do returns come from? Because most people think they come from the stocks you pick or whether you get in or out of the market. And we're going to talk about, even though that has an impact, it's a lot smaller than other things that have a much larger impact. And those are the types of things we talk at our coaching sessions. So if you're interested in coming to the next one or learning about it, it's April 27th, 6:30 in the evening, 713-826-0426, Lone Star Money Resource.